and replaying them for you in like a little abridged version called the Viva La Mock radio program Encore. Hey, gotta remind you to pull up a chair because it's breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's included on the breakfast menu? Things like power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that can really feed the mind and goes well with milk. It's Sunday nights at 11 p.m. here on WRCC, and he has an encore performance Thursdays at 1. I'm feeling a little hungry, so why not have some breakfast for dinner right now?
Time. From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sings spinning. You have no choice.
You hear laughter cracking through the walls, it's spinning. You have no choice, you hear laughter. Yeah. When I caught you poison, you knew. When I caught you shameful, you knew. When I caught you liar, you knew. I would always find my way to you. We'll be right back.
auf dein Gesicht, legt sich schmerzend auf die Brust. Das Gleichgewicht wird zum Verlust, lässt sich hart zu Boden gehen und die Welt zählt laut bis 10.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Esperando a que el sol esté a nuestro alcance, camino deseando encontrarse con alguien. Su odio matutino, su segundo nombre y algún sueño vencido lo acompañan muy bien. Lidia va con picardías, el servicio postal nos llevaba.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome back, everybody, to the David Pakman Show. My name is Luke Beasley. I'm going to be filling in for David today while he is away on paternity leave. Obviously, exciting stuff going on. Huge congratulations to David and his family. We have a massive show to get into, so let's dive right in. Last night, the January 6th committee held their first big public hearing where they started the process of going through all the information they have gathered over the last number of months. And I thought that the chairman, Congressman Thompson, as well as Liz Cheney, who kind of led the presentation for the night, did a really good job of outlining a few main points. So we're going to do a bird's eye view look at these main points, and then we're going to dive into some specific moments. The first is Donald Trump was absolutely supportive, and they made this very clear, of the rioters. He was watching it unfold, and he was supportive of it. And as we're going to get into in just a second, he was even cheering on, supportive of, the rioters who wanted to kill his own vice president. The second big thing was he absolutely was told by people close to him repeatedly that the claims he was making were false. I think we had all kind of assumed that, but that was shown as well. People like former Attorney General William Barr and his own daughter, Ivanka Trump, were aware that the election was not stolen. There's no evidence for that, and yet Trump kept perpetuating it. The third big thing was there was a clear and planned, coordinated effort to attack the Capitol by the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And the reason why I say that is because there was some question of, was it just a protest that got out of hand, or was it a premeditated event by some people? And at least in the case of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, it was premeditated, and that's a big deal. The fourth big thing, and this is the most important part of all of this, is Donald Trump was the first U.S. president in all of our history to not respect the peaceful transition of power. And that is huge, because that is absolutely necessary to holding together our democracy. And he just spit all over it because he was just upset he lost an election. He stomped on our entire history of doing a really good job. The person who's in power, if they lose, they respectfully exit and do what they can to make it a peaceful transition. And so that put our democracy in peril. And that's a huge point we have to keep stating so that everyone does not forget it. Obviously, these videos can't be super, super long, so I can't go through everything that I would want to from this hearing, because there was a lot jam-packed into it. The stuff that I can't cover, I'll try to get to some of it on my own show, so you can find that at Luke Beasley on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to the podcast, it'll be in the description box, a link to my channel, but definitely check out my show, Luke Beasley, on YouTube. But I also encourage you to watch the whole hearing if you haven't already yourself, because there is tons of stuff that are super, super important